Children, if you want to come down, it's okay. It's not the children's message, but if you want a better view, come on down. Any of the children, you can come on down and check this out. This is God's gift in holy baptism. What we just sang about is Christ is our sure foundation. Samuel, come on up. Yeah, right over here. Christ is our sure foundation. We heard that in those words. We also heard these words, no one can pluck you from my hand. That is John chapter 10. That is a promise from God. And this is the gift that's being delivered here in holy baptism. Alicia, have you milked the baby? Is he ready? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
I've fed the baby.
We talked about that before. Yeah. So where's the father? Is he here? Miles Nelson Lucky received the sign of the cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as redeemed by Christ the crucified. And to be his sponsor in life, Alicia and I have chosen Greg and Mia Fick. Mia is Alicia's sister and also my sister, Beth Ann Toms. And so Beth, a couple questions for you, and we'll quiz Greg and Mia later, okay? We'll Skype them in. Beth, it is the custom of the church that sponsors are to pray for those that they sponsor, that they are excellent examples of Christ's love in their life, and that they also encourage them from baptism to the next gift that God offers, the Holy Sacrament, the gift of Jesus' body and blood. Is it in your intention to do this? If so, then say, I will. Congregation, hear the gospel. St. Mark, chapter 10. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And Jesus took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. And for this part of the service, Miles cannot answer for himself. We're going to have the family of God. What's happening here is he's being brought into the family of God. You're going to answer these questions. They are printed in your bulletin, so feel free to follow along here. And we each will join in. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to reject sin and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and his empty promises? I do. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. And do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. He's got lots of stuff here. Good buddy. Miles Nelson Lucky, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this child. Thank you for the gift of life. And then how you just extend it just in this moment with eternal life. I thank you for that promise that no one can pluck those children that are in your hand. Keep Miles close to you and bless him with a life filled with your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to give this to Miss Kaya. Kaya, hold that for me. This is a light to remind us that Jesus is the light of the world, that no darkness can overcome. Keep that and remember your brother. You're the one that's going to remember today and tell him about it, okay? That's your special job. Can you do that? All right. Excellent.
In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven. Miles, we receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together we might hear God's word, receive his grace, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Okay. And a couple parting gifts. Make sure that the father receives these, okay? I've heard he's kind of forgetful and flaky. Yeah. All right. Depart in peace. You take it with you.